Okay, good moly to everybody in advance. Good yantif as we come to the end of Zos HaBracha, Shishi, and then the final Aliyah Mirtz Hashem. So we have Moshe Rabbeinu's parting words to the Jewish people. Ashracha Yisrael Michamocha Amdosha Badonoi Magin Ezrecha Vasher Cherev Gabasecha V'kachashu Oivecha Lach V'alta Bamosemo Tidroch. So just to break down the pasuk just a little bit. So the Svarno points out that we have different images of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the protection that he affords Klal Yisrael. Magen Ezrecha, then Hashem was our shield, the Svarno says, correlates to Yemei HaGalus, when the Jewish people were in no position to, so to speak, go on offense, but the only question was one of basic survival. Could Klal Yisrael even survive the onslaught of the Umos HaOlam? And the answer is yes, but only because of Magen Ezrecha, of the shield that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, very famously in describing the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, that they were Machzir Atar LiYoshna, that they returned Hashem's crown, so to speak, to his head, by saying HaGadol HaGibor VeAnora, despite the fact that Yirmiyo and Daniel, no less authorities than they, felt uncomfortable using those terms respectively. So the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, one of the ideas of that Gevurosav and Noroosav connote is the concept that Ilmalei Noroosav, was it not for his awe, Heyachuma Achas Yochel Iskayim Ba'olam, how would it be possible for Klal Yisrael to have survived Bein Ha'umos? So again, the idea of Magen Ezrecha. Meidach v'asher cherev ga'avasecha, that God is our sword. So this correlates to different points in history when Klal Yisrael have the capacity to wage war on our enemies, on Hashem's enemies, things that perhaps we might associate with more recent generations, with Shivat Zion, etc. Obviously, this Sforno doesn't mention that as a specific example by half a millennium, but the point is that right, that relates to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu can be a cherev as well as a magen. In any event, right, the fact is that Moshe Rabbeinu ends his career, so to speak, addressing Klal Yisrael, Ashrecha Yisrael mi chamocha am nosha v'Hashem. Right, so you can't miss the linguistic parallels between these words, mi chamocha am nosha v'Hashem, with in some sense the bookend, right, 40 years earlier, mi chamocha b'ilim Hashem, mi chamocha nedar b'kodesh, right, vayar Yisrael, esayad hagdolah asher asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim, v'yaminu b'Hashem, Moshe avdo v'yosha Hashem b'yom ahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim, the idea of Yeshua's Hashem, the idea of mi chamocha. So if Moshe, so to speak, started out his manhigos 40 years earlier by saying, mi chamocha b'ilim Hashem, he concludes it by saying, Ashracha Yisrael Michamocha, the only uses of these terms in all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, to say that it's not only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Moshe Rabbeinu, in taking leave of them after a career in which at times he could be, when necessary, extremely critical. Mamrim Hayisamim Hashem Yom Da'ati Etchem, right? Nonetheless, the overarching message that Moshe Rabbeinu leaves Klal Yisrael with, and this is what the Ramban says, Vayareyu Hashem Es Kol Haaretz, in the final Aliyah, is the idea that Moshe's Rabbeinu's Ava for Klal Yisrael was so great that the last thing Hashem showed him was the reward that Klal Yisrael would have, the Eretz HaTzvi. So what we can see here is that Moshe Rabbeinu had an overwhelming love of Klal Yisrael. We say, Lo Rasa, or Lo Rasa, Shivchal Yam, Masha Lo Ra, Yechezkel Ben Buzi, on the Har Kivar, that Kriyas Yamsuf was such a Hashra, Sashchina, that you couldn't help but sing Shira. It was a more intensive Hashras Hashchina than the Maisa Merkava itself, right? And the Moshe Rabbeinu led the Jewish people at that moment in recognition of the Yad HaGedolah, of the immense, enormous, sublime Hashras Hashchina that was taking place. So Moshe Rabbeinu, right, feels that he can't end his career by not applying the Havdil, but still the same exact words, right? Mi chamocha, Ashracha Yisrael, mi chamocha, to Klal Yisrael itself. That the experience that Moshe Rabbeinu had of leading the Jewish people for 40 years, even if it was ending in a way that on some level was not the way that Moshe Rabbeinu would have drawn it up, when he takes leave of Klal Yisrael, he does so with a sense of what an enormous privilege it was, such an overwhelming privilege, Ashrecha Yisrael, Micha Mocha, Am Noshab Hashem, because of their closeness with the Ribono Shel Olam.